Hey lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of real talk and relationship wisdom. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate the beautiful mess that is love, one affirmation at a time. Now, let's be honest, life can get pretty hectic. Between work, family, friends, and trying to keep up with that ever-growing to-do list, sometimes self-care feels like a luxury we just don't have time for. But guess what? It's not a luxury, it's a necessity, especially when you're in a long-term partnership. Think about it. You wouldn't put gas in the car expecting it to run on fumes, right? Well, your relationship is the same way. It needs fuel, and that fuel comes from each of you taking care of yourselves. Because here's the thing. When you're feeling depleted, stressed, or just plain burnt out, it spills over into every aspect of your life, including your relationship. You're less patient, more irritable, and probably not as present as you could be. Not exactly the recipe for a happy, thriving partnership, right? So today, we're diving deep into the importance of self-care in long-term relationships. Trust me, this isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about building sustainable practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul, so you can show up as the best version of yourself for your partner and for life. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First things first, self-care isn't selfish. Ever heard someone say you can't pour from an empty cup? It's so true. If you're constantly giving without replenishing yourself, eventually you'll hit a wall. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect your phone to run forever on one charge, would you? Self-care is like plugging in and recharging so you have the energy and resources to truly give to others. Next up, identify what makes you feel good. This isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. What brings joy and relaxation to one person might be totally boring for another. Maybe it's reading a good book, going for a run, listening to music, taking a hot bath, spending time in nature, or even just having some quiet time alone. The key is to figure out what recharges your batteries and make time for it regularly. Thirdly, prioritize your well-being. This doesn't mean dropping everything else and becoming a hermit. It's about making conscious choices that support your physical, mental, and emotional health. This could look like eating nutritious foods, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, practicing mindfulness, setting boundaries with work or social commitments, and saying no to things that drain you. Remember, you deserve to feel good. Fourthly, communicate with your partner. Open and honest communication is essential in any relationship, but it's especially important when it comes to self-care. Share your needs and expectations with each other. Talk about how you can support one another's self-care practices. Remember, teamwork makes the dream work. Finally, be patient with yourselves. Building healthy habits takes time and effort. There will be ups and downs, but keep at it. Celebrate your wins. Learn from your setbacks, and remember that every step you take towards prioritizing self-care is a step in the right direction for both you and your relationship. Okay, picture this. You've been working long hours, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. You come home tired and just want to unwind on the couch. But your partner needs to talk about something important, and you know they're counting on you. How do you navigate that situation? Here's where self-care comes in. If you haven't taken time for yourself throughout the day, you might be more likely to snap at your partner or get easily frustrated. But if you've prioritized self-care, maybe by taking a walk, listening to some music, or even just practicing some deep breaths, you'll have the emotional bandwidth to listen attentively and respond with empathy. See what I mean? Self-care isn't just about feeling good, it's about having the mental and emotional resources to show up as your best self in all areas of your life, including your relationship. So remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for both individuals and relationships. Figure out what brings you joy and make time for it regularly. Communicate with your partner about your needs and how you can support each other's self-care practices. Be patient with yourselves and celebrate every step you take towards prioritizing well-being. Alright, lovebirds, go out there and prioritize yourselves. You deserve to feel good inside and out. And remember, I'm here for you every day with a fresh dose of relationship wisdom. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep those hearts full and those relationships thriving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.